Welcome to the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with your host, accountant and author Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA. Join Carol as she shares her knowledge on a topic of interest to everyone, money. On the show, Carol will discuss starting and running a microbusiness, teaching your kids about money, and managing money in a homeschool organization. Carol takes confusing topics such as money and business and puts them into clear English. She's ready to share her knowledge with you on today's show.
Hi, welcome to the Dollars and Cents Show. This is episode number 57, Homeschool Leadership is Like Marriage. Know what you're getting into. This is part two of a two-part podcast. This is a presentation that I gave at a homeschool leaders conference in Texas earlier in 2015. The first part, episode number 56, you can find it at dollarsandcentsshow.com. I started talking about the time and the commitment that it takes to run and lead a homeschool organization, but about also how careful you need to be not to take on the expectations of everybody in your organization because you will surely burn out. I shared some encouraging words from Hebrews chapter 13 in that first podcast. In this episode, I'm going to continue with a few more thoughts from Hebrews 13 on leadership and in particular leading a homeschool organization. So I hope you find that helpful, encouraging, and inspiring. While this podcast is airing, I need to let you know that I will be unavailable from work. I'm going to be recuperating from surgery that I had in November, so I will not be able to reply to emails or to make personal phone consultations, which I do a lot of when I am back to work. So we're going to have to delay those until January 2016 when I'm back working again. But in the meantime, I hope you find some of the resources over at my website, homeschoolcpa.com, helpful to you. So there's books you can read and podcasts like this one and also blog posts and articles. So hop on over there. You'll find lots of resources. Maybe you'll find your question has been answered. But if not, I'll have to beg your patience until January when I will be back at work and able to help homeschool leaders like you run their organizations successfully and legally. So I hope you find this podcast helpful, and thanks so much. We'll see you back in the new year. Hebrews 13:3 goes on to say, remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourself were suffering. Now, I hope you never have to meet any of your homeschool members in physical prison, but there are definitely prisons that, in particular, I'll talk about women, homeschooling moms, they're the majority of the homeschoolers. There are prisons that women are in our homeschool organization. There are prisons of legalism that they're in. There are prisons of insecurity that they're in. There might be prisons of domestic abuse that they're in. I don't think it happens a lot, fortunately, but as homeschooling grows, statistically, we will be seeing more of these women in these kinds of prisons, emotional prisons, spiritual prisons. So be aware of that. Be aware of sometimes when a leader calls me and she complains that she cannot get anybody to volunteer, or sometimes she's supposed to have someone on her board and her co-director or something like that, and she'll complain, they aren't doing their job. They're not doing anything. And I'll say, do you know what's going on in her personal life? Do you know her personal life? Oh, yeah, she has. And then comes a list of whatever the woman's problems are in her personal life. Usually when someone is not stepping up and able to volunteer, it might be because they're battling some kind of prison. Or they've got huge family problems. They might have a marriage that's on the rocks. And they might not be sharing that with you. So just be aware of the kind of prisons that our members might be facing. And of course, address that with love, with grace, it says, as if you were their fellow prisoners. Empathy. Ask them. You should hopefully know your board members well enough that you're meeting outside of board meetings, that you're praying, sharing prayer requests together, supporting each other as we go through life, right? Because not everybody has a strong 31-year marriage.
Not everybody has kids who are, you know, Facebook successful, as I call it, right? Facebook only successes. Hebrews 13:4. How about this one? Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Now, I think just by holding regular support group meetings, you are doing a tremendous amount to help marriages. So when I was actively homeschooling, I loved going to my monthly homeschool meeting. And we didn't even have to have a topic. I just loved meeting face to face with other homeschool moms. They were my best friends outside of my husband. And my husband would joke about, you're going to cackle with the hens. And he'd tease me about it, but he knew I needed to go. I needed to do that, and that was ultimately good for our marriage. You know that, I think it was Dr. James Dobson who has the statistic about how many more words women have than men. You know, so I was wearing him out with my words, and he was more than happy to go let me spill my words at my homeschool support group. So understand that you're doing a lot to encourage marriages just by continuing to have those gatherings. And I hope you're still having those face-to-face gatherings because we still need them. You know, but you also might do very proactive things. I remember one year, my homeschool support group had leftover cash, and they decided to host a Valentine's Day dinner for us. They arranged some high school kids to come in and babysit for those who wanted to bring their kids. Our kids were old enough they could stay home alone. And I remember that was a lovely catered dinner, just there with, you know, couples. We got to meet the fathers who we didn't usually meet. It's a wonderful way to encourage marriage in your homeschool group if you haven't done anything like that. So honor marriage. Honor marriage. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. And do you like my choice of picture there? That's a homeschool convention. Little ironic. I love homeschool conventions, of course, right? But there is a lot of good advice out there about how to carefully shop a homeschool convention because it is a bit overwhelming, right? Everybody, including myself, is trying to get you to look at our books. So, just common tips like have the list of books and have a little slush fund. You know, okay, I'm going to allow myself a little slush fund for things I didn't know about that were out there, but I want to buy because I see it now. You know, I understand that. So have that in your budget. Be content with what you have. That's good advice for all of us to follow, right? Be content with what you have, but understand that, yes, your job is to educate your child. So you are going to need seventh grade algebra if your child's going into seventh grade, not algebra, ninth grade algebra, 10th grade algebra. I think that obviously the point of Hebrews here is to keep yourself free from the love of money. It's not money that is the root of all evil, right? It is the love of money, believing that money can solve all of our problems. I've done financial counseling. I just did a workshop on money and emotions. And, boy, there's a lot of emotions tied to money, which is, why it's talked about contentment. And, I think that sometimes we don't love money so much as we love what money can buy, right? Which is more curriculum. But our hope is not in our curriculum, is it? Our hope is not in money, is it? Yeah. And I understand at a convention it's a real test. So just keep that in mind when you're shopping. Hebrews 13 goes on to say, actually, it's a continuation of be content because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Well, we might find out what man can do to us in the future. But the Lord is my helper. Now, I think we would all agree with that. The Lord is my helper. But imagine the word Lord removed from that sentence and it's filled in with something else. And then ask yourself, in my life, what have I filled that in with? And replace the Lord with something else. Nothing wrong with homeschool co-ops, but when you start believing that homeschool co-ops are essential to homeschooling, you've built yourself up a false idol. Even your husband is not supposed to be. Is your help meet, your has help meet? But our confidence is in the Lord. All right. What I'm trying to say is don't put anything in place of the Lord. Here's a phrase I came across. I've never met Kendra and Andy Fletcher, but I feel like I know them because I listen regularly to their podcast, which is called Homeschooling in Real Life. And they talk about this phrase called hope shifting. When we shift our hope to something other than the Lord, we shift our hope to our freedoms as Americans. We shift our hope to our spouse. We shift our hope to our money. We shift our hope to our homeschool co-op or our support group leader or something like that. It's shifting our hope to anything other than Jesus, even wonderful things like homeschooling. Have you ever heard that? You ever heard anybody speak or believed that there was a recipe to parenting? If you homeschool, that will equal good, successful Christian kids who will marry well and never have problems, and your grandchildren will be a blessing to you. That's hope shifting. We keep our hope in the Lord, and then we homeschool. Does that make sense? Does that help? Am I on time? Okay, thank you. Phew. It's sometimes hard to identify in our own lives this hope shifting, because it can be very subtle. Because I love homeschool co-ops. I wrote a book about homeschool co-ops. I encourage homeschool co-ops. I just don't want you to think that they are the hope in place of the Lord. All right.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.
Hebrews 13:7 finishes with a very interesting verse. I like half of it, and the other half I'm a little concerned about. Mostly because it challenges me, right? Okay. Remember your leaders. I like that part. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. And then this verse. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. How do you feel about that, leaders? It kind of sets the bar a little high when you think people are imitating you and are following you, and they are. And they are watching and they are looking. It should make you aware of what kind of leader, what kind of Christ follower you are. All right? It should motivate you, not discourage you. But remember, this is advice to the members to remember our leaders. And probably ultimately to the church. He was addressing the church, but I think it will apply to our groups, which, you know, we are not churches. Our homeschool groups are not churches, but sometimes you are the church to a person. Does that make sense? At a time in their life when their church may not be supportive of homeschooling, or there is nobody homeschooling in their church, sometimes you become, you know, the love of Christ to them, which is what the church does. So anyway, I think it doesn't hurt for you to tell your members this verse. No. Tell your members, it's really good if it comes from a member, but encourage a little bit of appreciation. You know, put a little bit in your budget to appreciate leaders and members. Sometimes I get emails like, is it okay if, and then they want to give their leaders, maybe gift certificates or dinners out, or sometimes have a board meeting and pay for dinner. Is that okay? Yes, and please do it. Please do what you can to remember other leaders who co-labor with you and encourage them. Even if it's just something as simple as a meal, you would not believe how wonderful that would be. Wouldn't that be wonderful if your leadership team had enough in your budget to go out and have a meal together? Yeah, maybe pay for babysitting. Ooh. Dream on, girls. Okay, so here's some advice I typically give to homeschool leaders. You cannot be all things to all people, so stop trying. Homeschool moms would love for you to be everything to them, and they will try. There was one homeschool mom, God bless her, but she saw a mother in her group who was overwhelmed with family responsibilities, large family, and the mom was ignoring the academic needs of her oldest son. And this homeschool leader took it upon herself to counsel the kid, to put together his transcript, to make sure he was getting the required classes to graduate from homeschooling and be prepared for college. And although I admire that homeschool leader for taking that on, I also warned her, you are taking over some parental responsibility there, so be very careful. Don't do that for everybody in your group. You maybe may do it for the one kid who's got, obviously, a mom who's overwhelmed with other family responsibilities. But don't take on those things that are not your responsibility. Got it? Do you know what is and is not your responsibility? Let's talk to some of the leaders here at the state about what is parental responsibility and what is not. Really, ultimately, everything's parental responsibility when you're homeschooling, right? But you can take advantage of certain services that are being offered. This is close behind it, though. Your organization is not essential to the success of homeschooling. If you start believing that people need you in order to homeschool, you're taking over too much responsibility for the homeschool. I'm getting some amens. Thank you. Be careful of that. It also, you will end up perpetuating an organization that maybe needs to die so that something else can come up in its place. It's okay if organizations do fold or close. I don't like to see it, but sometimes if it's not healthy or if it's not meeting the right needs, it's okay if something else comes along. So don't get caught in the trap of believing people cannot successfully homeschool if you're not there. They can. They can. I like groups. I like groups forming. I encourage groups to form, but don't fall into the trap of thinking it is essential to the success of homeschooling. Okay? It's not. And last little bit of advice that I tell people, you're not responsible for homeschooling other people's children. You're not responsible. If you want to offer chemistry and no chemistry teacher comes, whose responsibility is it to get that child a chemistry class? Not your homeschool groups. Fortunately, there's lots of chemistry curriculum available to study on their own. All right. So, I meet with a lot of leaders and one group, they were in Ohio. They mapped out a 4-year plan. Actually six, because they were going to add junior high. 6-year plan. And in this year, all the kids will take chemistry. And this year, all the kids will take physics. And this year, all the kids will. I'm like, what happens in that year if you can't find a physics teacher? And that was the year for physics. Or what happens if a kid wants to join and he's already had physics, he wants chemistry? They were taking over the homeschooling of other people's children. They thought they were going to offer a complete curriculum. Guess what? It's not your job to offer a complete curriculum, ladies and gentlemen. Whose job is it? The parents, yes, thank you. Tell them that. They kind of forget. Tell them that. Okay. I do have some resources. On the table is a postcard I think I already mentioned, and there should be a brochure. I have some books that I am offering, and downstairs. Where are we? Thank you. Downstairs in the exhibit hall, which will be open, I think, starting at 5 o'clock today, and I'll be here all weekend. If you want to come by and talk to me, there's a wealth of information I share in the book. So let me explain. The book in the middle is my first book, Homeschool Co-ops, How to Start Them, Run Them, and Not Burn Out. I think the title is self-explanatory. The next book I wrote is something called The IRS and Your Homeschool Organization, Tax-Exempt Status for Homeschool Organizations. You might want to know something about that. I do have some copies of a handout. Okay. You know what? They're in my boxes. You'll have to come down to my booth. Denise took some of my boxes for me. And it's called, Do You Know About the IRS Required Filings for Your Homeschool Organization? Okay. So come by my booth 413 and get a copy of that article. It's also available on my website, Homeschool CPA. And the most recent book I wrote is called Money Management in a Homeschool Organization, a Guide for Treasurers. And of course, since I'm a CPA, I think a well-run organization is well-managed financially as well. So there's lots of tips in there and advice about the money management. And this is again, my guide for treasurers. I was a homeschool treasurer. I'm a church treasurer. I've been a treasurer of all kinds of organizations. So I think about that when I wrote that book. Again, my website. Anybody been to my website? How many? Good. Have I ever talked to any of you? Oh, hi. We'll meet later. And emailed some of you? Yeah, it's fabulous. I do a lot of phone consultations. I do a lot of emails. If you sign up for my website, my newsletter on the homepage of the website, you get a newsletter. And what that really is a compilation of recent blog posts. And my blog posts are frequently questions from people like you and my replies. Now, those questions on that handout, oh, those are toughies. I'm glad those didn't get asked of me. I'm really interested to hear those being discussed. But I answer more questions about structure, organization, money, taxes, tax status, the IRS, things like that. My area of expertise. Anything having to do with the law gets deferred to people like David. Okay, David Gibbs. But anyway, you might want to sign up for the new, it's called a newsletter, but it really is just kind of an email blast. It'll come maybe once every 3 weeks. So not too overwhelming. You can also go on the website and search for whatever topic you're interested in. Maybe insurance, hiring workers, bylaws, all kinds of things like that. And I'm happy all weekend long. If you want to come by my booth, ask me some questions. I'm happy to share my knowledge, my experience with you. I try to think of Homeschool CPA, the website, as kind of a funnel. I talk to a lot of homeschool leaders. I'm really interested in the town hall because I get to hear your concerns, and I write them down, and then I try to filter back to you what other leaders are doing and what their questions are. And by that, I feel like I'm kind of a clearinghouse so that you can go to the website and learn a lot about what other leaders are asking questions about and having issues with. I hope that was encouraging to you. I just want to say I so respect you. I so respect what you're doing. You're doing a great job. You're doing a great work. I know it's challenging. I'm really looking forward to the town hall and Tim's talk where we're going to hear some more encouragement about, you know, you're doing a great thing. You're leaving a legacy behind. You don't even know what kind of lives are being touched right now. Again, your members will never be able to thank you as much as they properly should, because they don't even appreciate what that you have poured into their lives and the great things that you're doing. So I hope it's been encouraging to study a little bit of Hebrews 13. Keep on loving each other. Keep on supporting each other. God bless you.
Thank you for joining the Dollars and Cents Radio Show with Carol Topp here at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. For more helpful information, visit Carol at her website, homeschoolcpa.com.